USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the second day of their arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial, House prosecutors are focused on the abuse of power charge. Prosecution Manager Adam Schiff.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in the U.S. election for one particular objective, to benefit his own reelection, to seek help in cheating in a U.S. election.
Republican Senator James Lankford is eager for the president's defense to be heard.
My frustration is the American people are getting half the story at this point. There's a proverb, Proverb 18:17, that says the first one that comes along seems right until they're cross-examined. And I'm looking forward in the days ahead for the first time to finally hearing both sides of the story.
The president's attorneys will get to speak next, probably on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The World Health Organization says the coronavirus outbreak in China is not yet a global health emergency.
Because of limited number of cases abroad, and also considering the efforts which are presently made by China, Chinese authorities, in order to try to contain the disease.
Professor Dieterhausen is with the WHO. The virus has effectively shut down three major cities in China, where at least 17 people have died. Three Americans piloting a C-130 air tanker over the wildfires in Australia were killed when their plane crashed in New South Wales. Reporter Scott Nemeth.
The C-130 and its crew were on loan to Australia. Few details about the crash have been revealed. Officials only saying there was no indication of any trouble. But the tragedy has hit fellow American firefighters here very hard. Many knew the three crew members killed in the crash.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dr. Oz and Mark Wahlberg are fighting over whether to eat breakfast. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Dr. Oz has advocated for abandoning breakfast altogether, saying people who intermittent fast between 12 and 16 hours could see several health benefits. Meanwhile, Wahlberg is saying he doesn't care what Dr. Oz says, he needs his breakfast, to which Dr. Oz responds on Fox News.
The big argument was, listen, intermittent fasting has been demonstrated over and over again to be one of the best things you can do to stay healthy. It makes you focus better, helps your resilience. Think about it. Our ancestors did not get up and have a platter of food in front of them.
Right.
They'd go kill a boar. So the way you have to actually have endurance to be able to exercise without having eaten.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the people who authored the CIA's torture program after the 9/11 attacks now says they may have gone a bit too far, and it was borderline illegal. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
James Mitchell testified yesterday in a Guantanamo Bay courtroom in a pre-trial hearing for five accused 9/11 terrorists. The CIA had paid Mitchell and his company over $80 million to develop the torture practices used by the CIA, including waterboarding, stress positions, and mock burials. Mitchell was called by the defense, which wants to keep evidence obtained from tortured suspects out of court. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.